I held the little printed slip to the light. "Missing," it said, "on the morning of the 14th, a gentleman named Hosmer Angel, about 5 feet 7 inches in height, strongly built, sallow complexion, black hair, a little bald in the centre, bushy, black side whiskers and a moustache, tinted glasses, slight infirmity of speech. Was dressed when last seen in black frock coat faced with silk, black waistcoat, gold Albert chain and grey Harris tweed trousers with brown gaiters over elastic-sided boots. Known to have been employed in an office in Leadenhall Street. Anybody bringing—"
"That'll do," said Holmes.
"As to the letters," he continued, glancing over them, "they are very commonplace, absolutely no clue in them to Mr. Angel, save that he quotes Balzac once. There is one remarkable point, however, which will no doubt strike you."
They are typewritten," I remarked.
"Not only that, but the signature is typewritten. Look at the neat little Hosmer Angel at the bottom. There is a date, you see, but no superscription except Leadenhall Street, which is rather vague. The point about the signature is very suggestive. In fact, we may call it conclusive."
"Of what?"
"My dear fellow, is it possible you do not see how strongly it bears upon the case?